This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
First, I want to thank Charles Love for guest hosting a few days last week. Thank you, Charles. I had jury duty. Jury duty. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I ask my assistant executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, Mr. Charles Love, to step in for me. And he did. He is a rising star for sure. I don't know if Charles told you guys, but his article was featured on Rush Limbaugh's show. And then, of course, he's done many stints on Fox News, mostly on Shannon Bream's show, but also Martha McCallum and others. So to get Charles to step in with his busy schedule was a real privilege for me to ask him to do that. And hopefully you guys enjoy what Charles had to say. Very insightful young man. Anyway, I am glad to be back. And I'm wondering if things changed during the week that I was gone. Have Democrats figured out how bat crap crazy they are? Or, yeah, there is an or, are Democrats just simply out to destroy America? And I say, in answer to the second question, by asking you a question, does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Of course they want to destroy America, and they want to destroy you. You are living in the wake of their attempted destruction. That's right. They love it. They love putting pain on you. They relish in your loss of jobs. Oh, did I mention 1.28 million people have jobs? That was the Friday's job report. Yeah, another record. What was it? No, it was more than that, wasn't it? They thought I don't remember the numbers, but I know this. Donald Trump created many, many more jobs than they thought he would create. In fact, there were some of them who were hoping that we would lose more jobs. Oh, yeah. See, this is why I keep telling you, don't worry. People are going back to work. Understand this. With the Democrats doing everything they can to lock down this country, to self-imprison and self-impose, get people to self-imprison and to self-lockdown, enslave. That's what I've been saying. Self-imprison and self-enslave. And they're scuttling these small companies. Drive by these strip malls and you'll see empty stores. They're making us go into this whole new mode. Have you gone to a restaurant lately where, oh, well, we'll do curbside delivery, and you can't go into Chick-fil-A, you can't go into most of these restaurants. You wait in drive-ins, and it's a whole drive-in culture, and all that. And they still can't shut us down. They created bureaucracies. Oh, we're going to have police. I talked about these checkpoints the other day. They got cop checkpoints, like DUI checkpoints for masks. I'll get into that in a little bit later. But all these things, and they can't shut this economy down. They want it to go down. 27,000 the Dow. It's only 2,000 off of its high. I want you to understand, that's still remarkably larger than what Barack Obama could ever possibly create. And Donald Trump is dealing with this in a time of a plandemic, a Chinese Wu flu, where the Democrats are plotting against him. And all this, you know what else they're doing? Racial strife. Mask strife and racial strife. I'll tell you about a run-in I had with a guy at Costco regarding a mask. I don't wear the mask. Anyway, they got strife going on, an uptick in crime in every major metropolitan area. And I want you to ask yourself, who do you think is they blame for this? You think they blame Donald Trump, a law and order president, a guy who keeps threatening to send in the National Guard, who's a pro-cop beyond belief? Do you think they blame him, or do you think they blame the Democrats? Do you think Joe Biden is not going to carry this big 800-pound ape on his back going in this election cycle? Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Come on, man. Joe Biden. Come on, man. We don't have a clip. We got to get a clip of Joe saying, come on, man. Come on, man. And Biden's, I'll get into him in a bit. He's got his own set of problems. Anyway, the Democrats, they relish in the destruction of businesses. This includes the woke businesses. They don't care about that. They don't make a distinction for businesses, whether you're woke or you're not. Ask those Democrats in St. Louis who were protecting their homes, lifelong Democrats who helped black people, who felt they were the most woke. And now they're being sued, got their guns confiscated, they're being sued. Yeah. White woke leftists being attacked by Antifa and wondering, why me? I'm woke. Because you can't be woke enough. So I tell you, people on the conservative side, if you think you're going to placate, satisfy, in some way, make a leftist okay with you, you must be out of your ever-loving mind. They will never be okay with you. It doesn't matter. Let me just explain. You could go over to their philosophy. They still will not be okay with you. They will figure out some way to distinguish themselves from you. You don't even know what it'll be. You'll be cruising along going, yeah, man, I hate Donald Trump. And I love Barack Obama. And they'll be, what do you mean you love Barack Obama? Do you understand the meaning of love? And, oh, what did I do? Yeah, yeah, you got triggered. You triggered them. Something new you weren't aware of. You didn't get the memo. You didn't wake up quick enough. Hollywood didn't talk about it fast enough to you. Whatever. I don't know how they work. But I tell you this. It's the mind of demented people. Democrats relish, folks, in the destruction of religion. You know, here's what's funny. They're touting Biden. Biden is upset that Trump says he's a godless. And Trump called Biden. He's got no belief in God. He's got no belief in America, etc. How dare he attack my religion? Says the guy who's over the party that booed God. Oh, Biden, he's so pious. You know, when my son, Bo, died, well, I had to rely on my faith. What faith, Joe Biden? Joe Biden hadn't been inside of a church since the last time he ran for some office. You think this dude goes to church and gives a crap about God? Or he's supposedly a great Catholic, right? He's a great Roman Catholic. Yeah, how many Roman Catholics do you know are for abortion? How many Roman Catholics do you know are for anarchy? Going against civilized society. Condoning the acts of Black Lives Matter, a racist terrorist group. I would just, anybody, please contact me here at thekevinjacksonshow.com and let me know how many Roman Catholics believe in abortion and believe in anarchy. Look, I don't know much about the Catholic religion, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express, and I don't believe that the God the Catholics worship to would condone those two things. Just saying. We got a ton to talk about, folks. They hate good news in the era of Trump, but that's what we're going to bring you today. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jocks? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my goodness, lots to talk about today. So last week, I was out, as you know. I was on jury duty. Yeah, didn't get impaneled. In fact, they pretty much canceled. I don't even know. And I'm just glad it's over. That's all I got to say. They can't bother me for, what, 2 years at least? Good, good, good. Glad to be back. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Lots to talk about. So this big bomb goes off in Lebanon. I see this, and I'm thinking, whoa, what in the world? So maybe we'll touch on that a little bit. But I will tell you this. I saw the blast. I thought it was a joke. They were imploding a building. You know how they do in Vegas when they're bringing down an old casino? I thought it was that. And then I saw this blast wave that went up like a Moab. It wasn't nuclear, but it was like the mother of all bombs. If you've ever seen one of those go off, it is devastating. It was that big. Poof. And it was it wasn't what's called a blast wave in the sense, you know, what they call a focus blast wave, where it went in one direction. It went straight up. And the blast wave came out circular. And the dude who was filming it gets blown back, and I was like, this is legit. This is not Hollywood. This is not an implosion of a building. This is blast going outward, not inward. It wasn't an implosion, it was an explosion. So I'm watching this thing, and I see it, and I'm going, that was not your typical explosion, not even like a plant, you know, like a chemical plant. You could tell. So the more they show the pictures, I'm looking at this, and I said, first of all, the blast wave went straight up. Okay, and it came out equally like an atomic bomb being dropped. Now somebody said Israel bombed Lebanon, and of course Israel issued a thing saying, "Look, whatever we can do to help," because I'm telling you that thing was amazing. It was huge. You probably saw the video. I don't need to explain it to you, but you know, turns out it was probably. I don't know if this is a fact yet, because I haven't verified the story beyond, you know, seeing that and making my own assessments. But it looked like somebody was storing a lot of an explosive in the ground. And I look, they panned over it, you know, satellite image, and this big hole is in the ground. And it looked like the blast wave was straight up. So, man, they had somebody, they say Hezbollah, was storing their munitions there. So if you're going to attack Hezbollah right now, they probably don't have a whole lot of ammo because, man, it got destroyed. Anyway, glad you guys are back. I was talking about, well, glad I'm back and glad you're back with me. But I was talking about Donald Trump and his, you know, the era of good news. And this executive order, for example, reducing the price of life-saving drugs. And the Democrats say nothing. Yeah, nothing. He's a racist. Why didn't he reduce the cost of medicine for sickle cell, huh? Why didn't he do that, the racist mug, huh? Well, there is no medicine for sickle cell, first of all. For those of you who are Googling that right now, there is no medicine for that. But I'm just giving you an idea. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump does. He could cure cancer. And these guys will go, yeah, but cancer for some people is a good thing. You know, I mean, it would be crazy what they would say about it. It makes you wonder if maybe Babylon Bee would post something that says Donald Trump, you know, put $500 million in cancer research and somebody, you know, see what the complaint would be. Because there would be a complaint. Guarantee you. Donald Trump had U.S. tech workers, I mean, maybe we mentioned this, maybe Charles did, they came to the White House and they told him that the Tennessee Valley Authority was firing Americans and hiring foreigners, and I think I mentioned it, Trump then fired the executives of the TVA. He was like, no, not going to happen. He brought back critical manufacturing from China on critical items for our health care. Democrats say nothing. I mean, these are the people that say Obamacare is going to do everything for us and we need to look at pre-existing all this. And nobody's complaining about health care in America right now because Obamacare is not missed. It's been completely debunked and it's now defunct as a legislative issue. And the Democrats aren't saying a word. People aren't complaining about dying in the streets. Nothing. He's added more border wall, right? 200 miles, I don't know how many miles, but we got a lot of miles. And it made me think about the caravans. You guys remember the caravans that were coming up all the time from Central America? Democrats encouraging them to come up. Why they want to do that? Because they wanted to overflow the border, and then they wanted to make it a political issue about Donald Trump separating kids from their families, right? Babies from their parents. Hasn't been any caravans coming up to America. There's no Democrats clamoring for, oh my gosh, these Central Americans need to be free. Why? Because you can't fight. You can't blame Wu Flu. You can't be bringing that in and then bringing up Central Americans and then talking about border issues. See, the Democrats don't know how to strategize. They want to make one issue one thing. So we're going to, Donald Trump is protecting the border. He's not letting people in. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. We got the Chinese Wu Flu. We got to protect the border. That's the problem that they suffer from. Nothing that they plan out has any possibility of working because it's always working against itself. See, we don't suffer from that. We say we should have sovereign borders like every other country. I think China would like to know that I'm there. Not because I'm a radical, not because I'm a bad person, but they want to know who's coming into the country. What is your purpose here? That's what they ask you when you go, when you travel. But the Wu Flu killed the strategy of the left in more ways than you can imagine. It killed the strategy of the left. Think about it. Donald Trump gave the cure for the Wu Flu months ago. Months ago. He was ridiculed.
Hydroxychloroquine doesn't work, and we got all these experts.
They got all the same experts that were all about climate change. Suddenly, they became experts in epidemiology and virology, and they say, oh, it doesn't work. I mean, I'm a climate scientist. Well, I'm really not a climate scientist. I'm really just a, you know, PhD from Harvard in economics. But I still can make a comment about this or that. They know nothing about it. If Joe Biden, it's funny, the new catchphrase for the Democrats is, it's about the science. It's about the science. It's about the science. I dare you. Get with a Democrat. Challenge him on the science. Anyone. Take one. Pick one. Pick their top dog, Joe Biden, and challenge him on the science. Say, Joe, tell me about the rate of infection of Wu flu. Tell me about climate change and what you know about greenhouse effects. And I could go on. Tell me anything that remotely relates to the, quote, science of it. How does it compare to hepatitis? How does it compare to the regular seasonal flu? I mean, you name it. How does climate compare to weather a decade ago, 2 decades ago, 3 decades ago? It's all just ruse, ruse, ruse. Why? Because we elected a guy who can't be bought by the name of Donald Trump. Here's what I will tell you. Democrats are always going to join the enemy against America as long as a Republican president's in office. That is a truism. One you can bet the farm on. They side with China, Wu flu, Central America, over border policy, you name it. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings and other violence, as well as widespread looting in Chicago over the weekend. Chicago police say at least 30 shootings occurred from Friday through last night, and 13 police officers were injured. Chicago Police Commissioner David Brown says,
this was not an organized protest. Rather, this was an incident of pure criminality against our police officers and against our city.
Much of the looting took place along the famous Magnificent Mile. One person is dead following a natural gas explosion in Baltimore this morning. The city's fire department says the victim was an adult woman. Two other people are in serious condition. The initial report from a Baltimore fire union official said at least five people were trapped in the rubble, and that included some kids. This is USA Radio News. President Trump signing orders over the weekend that would extend some coronavirus relief benefits, but Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says the administration remains open to more stimulus negotiations with Democratic leaders if they're willing to try to make progress.
There's a deal to do if the Democrats are reasonable and want to compromise, and if their attitude is, we'd rather give you nothing than agree on things, then we're not going to get a deal.
Mnuchin spoke on CNBC. There are now more than 5 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. since the pandemic began, and over 163,000 deaths. Tens of thousands of motorcyclists are in Sturgis, South Dakota for the massive annual motorcycle rally. Crowds were expected to be lighter this year because of the pandemic, but it looks like maybe not. And there's little evidence of social distancing, according to witnesses. The Republican Governor Kristi Noem welcomed the bikers, saying she's excited for visitors to see what the state has to offer. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Imagine trying to predict Donald Trump. You're a Democrat, you're a strategist, and you're going, what are we going to do to get this guy? You've tried everything. You have talked about Russia. You've set him up with this Russian collusion nonsense. You tried to impeach him. You tried to crater the economy. And no matter what you do, this man seems to get you back. You can't make it stick. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I asked this question months ago, maybe even a couple years ago. I said, what do you do if you're a Democrat and you're watching a guy that you called a buffoon, that you said was unhinged, that you said would torpedo the economy, that you said couldn't bring jobs, couldn't do all these other things, and you have done everything. I'm talking about you have, what else could they do to Donald Trump? You've done everything, and nothing works. The guy stays solidly in the high 40s, and I'm talking about fake news polls, and then he gets into the 50s, high 50s if you really take away the nonsense. If you really show the real polling, Donald Trump is in the mid to high 50s, unquestionably. And so, what's your next strategy? You're going to run Captain Demento against him. A man who has accomplished absolutely nothing in his miserable life, Joe Biden, who has become as crooked as the people that he used to hang around, which, of course, that's why your mama told you don't be hanging around bad people because you'll turn out like them. And that's what Joe Biden did. He hung around Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and he is now part of the most corrupt administration in the history of this Democratic Republic. That's where he is. And the Democrats have the daunting task of trying to get him elected. Yeah. And some of you were worried about Captain Demento. Can Biden beat him? I'm just not sure. You know, and all I can say to you is put Joe Biden and Donald Trump on paper and say, here's the one's credentials and here's the others. And tell me, would you be asking this question in your sane mind? Using the powers that I have imparted upon you by the blessings of God, how would you dare compare Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Just put them on a piece of paper. One's a career politician who's accomplished nothing. Look, go back and look at every piece of legislation Joe Biden said he was a part of, that he sponsored or did, and then you'll find a clip of him going, no, it really wasn't that, or whatever, right? Just go look. Him doing mea culpas on racism and doing mea culpas on sexism, etc. And here's Donald Trump owning his, as they say, handling his scandal. Owning his divorces, owning his bankruptcies. Telling you, I'm going to fix all this nonsense because they've been ripping you off. And that's why we put him into office. Well, some of us, not all of us, right? Everybody didn't vote for him, is listening to the program. So the Democrats have their hands full, and you're worried because you're going, well, Kev, I don't know, man. I mean, there is that. Well, what? The media? Donald Trump has made the media feckless. They don't have nearly the control they had in the past. 80%+ of people do not believe the media. You don't. You've been trained now. You don't believe it. You don't even believe Fox News. You know what Donald Trump did? Let me just say real quickly. He made you stop thinking about these people as so-called experts, Bret Baier and Chris Wallace and all these guys. And he made you say, I'm going to stop and use my own brain. I'm going to stop and use my own brand of thinking and common sense and my own sensibilities and experiences I have. And I'm going to start thinking about things differently. I'm not going to let people influence the way I think about stuff. That's what Donald Trump did to you. And he's done it to many other people. And he keeps calling them fake news. He's been doing it now going on over 4 years, because he started when they started attacking him, when he became the front runner. And it stuck. And there's all kinds of goodies that have come out of this. So this is where we are. Donald Trump essentially walking around bulletproof like Superman. They keep shooting at him and it's bing, 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 and the bullets are bouncing off. And you're still worried. You are. And so what Donald Trump did recently was he says, aside from me fixing this broken economy by Barack Obama, and don't misunderstand me, the debt and all this crap that's come from this Chinese Wu flu, shame on everybody for what's happened here. Shame on him. But you know what? If you want somebody playing the game, I'd rather have him playing the game than George Bush. Pick either of the Bushes. Would you want them in here playing the game for you? I don't even want the great Ronald Reagan stepping in to play the game. Donald Trump knows how to play the game. Now, that being said, I'm not happy with him talking about wearing masks and capitulating. I only can believe he's got some kind of end game going that I don't see. Because right now, I'm not liking this play. But what I do like is what he did just recently, because he ruined the Democrats' chance to steal the election. He just made what may be the most boss moves of his presidency. And folks, when you think about everything that he's had to fight, that's a big statement. This is a guy that came in and said, I'm going to bring manufacturing back, and he did it. This is a man that came in and said, I'm going to make NATO pay its bills, and they're doing it. Poland's doing it. I don't know if you guys saw. He threatened Germany. He says, look, you don't pay your bills, we move our troops out. You can do what you want, but you're going to pay NATO's bills. Well, Poland stepped up and said, we got you, Mr. President. He's the one that said, you know what, trade partners, and he's using his finger quotes, you are not being very much partner-like, so we're going to renegotiate all our trade deals, and now America's going to start winning in trade. You haven't heard the Democrats talking much about trade, have you? You know who's being impacted and hurt the most in trade? China. You think South Korea is suffering in trade with the U.S. right now? Japan? Mexico, Canada, the EU, they are all getting back to normal. They're all going to live up to what the new trade agreements are, but you're not going to hear Democrats talk about it. I don't have any numbers, but I'm going to bet you that the silence in trade has to do with the fact that the U.S. is winning. Democrats have if they had it bad, now that the Russian collusion farce is over, now that the impeachment didn't work, now that the economy is coming back, what, 1.something million jobs again? Another great report? What do you think's going to happen when John Durham starts dropping his bombs on them? And while all that's going on and Donald Trump is pushed back against the tide, he is effectively a running back that is carrying the entire defensive line, and he is just running down the center of the playing field like there's nobody on him. And the Democrats don't know what to do. I'm telling you, he just cut these leftist slime balls off at the knees. Remember when Donald Trump came in. He says, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's crying on the left. They're crying. Pre-existing conditions. He doesn't want to do pre-existing conditions. He's a terrible person. He wants people to die. And all this. And Donald Trump just listened to the... He says, no, we're going to protect pre-existing conditions. Even when he said it with his own lips, they still said he's not going to do it. You better watch him. He's a liar. Now, keep in mind, Barack Obama's insurance protected pre-existing conditions, but here's the deal. You couldn't use it because the majority of us, your pre-existing condition might be seborrhea or psoriasis. It wasn't cancer or, you know, emphysema or whatever. So you really didn't get to take advantage of it. But here's the deal. Your insurance was so high, your co-pays were so high, it didn't matter. It could have covered you for limb replacements, and you still couldn't afford it. When it's $30,000 just to get into the game, the majority of people couldn't even get in the game. So, yeah, cover pre-existing conditions. Anyway, Donald Trump said, it's like, I don't know what these guys did, but it's beautiful to watch. He essentially said, take everything that the Democrats claim that they hold near and dear and haven't done anything about, and we're going to do something about it. So, he guts Obamacare. He tells them we are going to handle pre-existing conditions, and they didn't listen. They were like, oh, he's not going to. So he passes an executive order that says, insurance companies, you will cover pre-existing conditions. Boom. End of story. Republicans, oh, here's it.
Well, the Republicans haven't come up with an alternative for Obamacare.
Okay. No problem. Let me just take the Republicans out because they're playing politics. I'm going to issue an EO. Now, whether or not it's legal or not, I want you to understand the brilliance of this. If it is not illegal, I mean, if it's not, well, easy. He's already saying you got to cover pre-existing conditions. They got to redo the models, but they've done it. The insurance companies knows what it's going to cost them. But if it is illegal, how are you going to sue him? I want to know. Please sue Donald Trump for covering pre-existing conditions, Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, talking about Donald Trump grabbing the left by the throat, by the windpipe, and with the grip of an eagle, squeezing their necks until they have no air, mask or no mask. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my gosh. By the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Download it. Send it to a friend. Tell people about us because we break it down for you, and I'm about to break it down for you. Oh, it is amazing. Donald Trump just put the death knell in the Democratic Party. It was like his strategist said, look, we're going to fight this Russian collusion BS. We're going to prove them liars there. Then we're going to win in with against this impeachment nonsense. Then we're going to bring back the economy that I've already built. We're going to let people know you're safe. Build it back again. We're going to bring back jobs. We're going to thwart this nonsense of I'm a racist, because Biden's certainly helping with that, isn't he? He's doing his part. We're going to show that Biden is demented, as is the Democrats themselves. Then we're going to circle back on this Russian collusion thing, because John Durham's going to come in and put the hammer of Thor on the Democrats. And while all that's going on, I'm going to still make NATO pay its bills. We're going to still work on trade agreements. We're still going to make China pay. Mexico's wall, the wall will be built, and Mexico's going to pay for it. And, oh, I'm going to take this list of Democrats' dreams, moist dreams, I cleaned it up a little bit for you, and we're going to address all these things that they aren't addressing, that they've talked about addressing. So the first point of business is to make them lying skanks. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make an executive order that says you will cover pre-existing conditions, therefore negating Obamacare. Now, what if the Democrats, the Republicans haven't offered any alternative? What are they going to do? Well, we're going to take the existing health care system. We're going to fix that, which you tried to break with WuFlu, by the way, Democrats. But we're going to fix it by covering pre-existing conditions. Boom. You got the WuFlu? Come on in. We got you. We got your back. Ooh, but it gets worse. Yeah, he didn't stop there. He barbecued all of the leftist sacred cows, folks. Payroll tax. He extended the cut to payroll taxes through the end of the year. Do you understand what that means? That is extra money in your paycheck through the election. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I feel like honest to high glory. For you youngsters, these youngsters in here, they don't know what I'm talking about. Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son, where something would go good, she would, all glory. Well, you can all glory, okay? All of you. Donald Trump has said to small business employers, don't worry about matching funds to the employees. Don't worry about your payroll taxes. That's your rebate through the end of the year. Retroactive from July. So half of the year of your payroll taxes, you don't have to pay. Yeah. Woo! I want you to think about that for just a bit. That impacts everybody with a job. Everybody that is out there just getting back, you know, and they go, oh, I was making X amount, you know, they got it down $13.23 an hour. Well, guess what? You just got a 7.5% raise, because you're going to get your Social Security. You're getting your payroll tax, not your Social Security, but you're going to get your payroll taxes. So retroactively, you're going to get a nice little bump. And what Donald Trump has essentially said is, I'm going to carry you through the end of the year, because that's when I'm going to have everything ready to go. We will be back in business. The Democrats will be toast. I will have 4 years of uninterrupted nonsense, because they will be over. But he didn't stop there. It wasn't just payroll taxes, which is going to help small businesses and help you and me, the little guy. And by the way, think about what that money does for major corporations. Getting that money back, not having to pay that. I don't know whether they're going to put mandates in where they got to use it, but that is a huge reprieve. It's called SG&A for the accounting people out there. You know this. SG&A. So when a person hires you and they say, I'm going to pay you $10 an hour, they know in their heart they're paying you $12 an hour, because they got to add in all this SG&A. Well, now that money goes back to the company and back to the employee. And now everybody's got a little bit of a bonus. What Trump did was here's the beauty of this executive order that says I'm going to extend these payroll taxes. I think I gave it away with the Obama thing. But how do the Democrats fight this? He's overstepping his bounds, man. Oh, okay. So you don't want me to give this money back to the people
who need it. You don't want that. See, what he did is he went around all of them. He says, you know what? I don't need you to go in and put your pork inside of all these trillions of dollars of things. And he's not technically giving any money. He's not stepping on Congress's toes. He's just saying, hey, look, I'm going to do a temporary hold on payroll taxes. And that means money goes back to the peeps. Now, if he said, I want to raise taxes, you can't raise taxes, but I can certainly give you your money back through executive order. But how are you going to fight it? How are you going to fight it? Oh, I know. There are going to be people out there arguing, well, Kevin, what if the next president does it? Look, I get it. You open up a can of worms, right? Every time somebody steps in and does something, we got to go to court and figure things out. But hey, here's one for us, right? Here's one for us. So he protects people that have their jobs. But then what did this clown, what did this absolute lunatic, this unhinged president go and do next? He protected those that didn't have jobs. Uh-oh, Democrats, what are you going to do there? Somebody, oh, glory, help me, okay? Because I feel like I'm about to preach. Get my robe and my handkerchief just in case, okay? Just please, just have it ready. And get the choir. Warm up the choir. Because it's about to get preachy up in here. Man, what did he do next? He extended enhanced unemployment benefits until the end of the year. Until the end of the year. Oh, man, that Baptist preacher's coming out of me. So not only does Trump protect employees and businesses, he says, hey, for those of you who aren't working, we're going to give you a reprieve, too. You're going to have a good Christmas. You want to know why? Because those leftist clowns left you out in the cold. They plan this pandemic, and I'll be doggone if you're going to suffer from it. So you know what? We'll extend your benefits. I know, taxpayers, we're paying out the wazoo. I know. But how are you going to stop them unless you play that game a little bit so you get your power back, and then you start implementing the things that says, now we're going to get this structure back in place. We're going to put the genie back in the bottle. I know. It's a fat genie. A genie's been out partying. Cool Hand Luke. Yeah. Trump, man. Nobody. What else did he do? And I still want to know if there's a Democrat listening to the program. 844-551-8255. Explain to me how you fight this. Because what else did this man do? This unhinged guy that might put his finger on the button and go to war with Russia. What did he do? He put a moratorium on evictions. Now, I don't know if you're a person that rents out your place, because this could go bad. I don't know where the money comes from, but he put a moratorium on evictions. He says nobody can be evicted. Like I said, it was a Democrat's wish list. How are they going to fund all this stuff? And Trump said, I'm just going to take it all off your plate, all your little special interests that you think is going to get you more votes, and I'm going to take care of it. Yeah. Can't be evicted. So not only are you going to draw your unemployment through the end of the year, you can't be evicted. If you got a job, you're going to get a little extra change. You got a business, you're going to keep a little extra money. But it didn't stop there. That crazy lunatic unhinged guy that might push the button also protected students. And he says, you know what? You're not going to have any student loan debt accrued during this time. And we're gonna not make you pay anything through the end of the year. Yet, so, 2020 is a do-over. That's essentially what it is. Donald Trump says, let's just make it a do-over. Wow. It's been a very good year, to quote Frank Sinatra. This is the death nail of the Democrats. Donald Trump took everything they wanted to put into play, and he took it off the plate. And the Democrats have nowhere to go except, here it comes, people, to cheat. Because they got Trump bigly. Bigly! Now, would you want to cheat a man that just did all this for you?
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.